Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Alan Zanakis, happy to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand. Fallacy of Fairness, that's today on DocXMD's Funny Feelings.
If I was appreciated, I'd get a raise.
Okay, let's put it on the list with whoever said life is fair. Fair and square pays. What's fair is fair. Fair shake. Come on, play fair, and all's fair in love and war. When we aren't the center of attention or winning at what life is presenting to us,
our tendency is to say life's unfair more and more.
Our fallacy of fairness promises to provide a sense of order to the way things should be. But measuring fairness is much like gauging beauty.
It lies in the eyes of what a beholder can see.
Fairness has a mushy quality to it. We like the softness and comfort fairness implies, but
dislike that it falls apart when for most uses it doesn't fit.
Fallacy of fairness distorts our thought, compelling us to obsessively compare all as even and fair,
even though it's not.
It's tough to accept that fairness rules are as variable as the weather, even though fundamental fairness is the quality of treating people with respect and not as a group on a tether. The fallacy of fairness is a virtual tug of war,
where when we see others succeed, we ask for more.
We reason, we're the captains of keeping a tidy ship tight,
and the caretakers of knowing what's truly wrong from right.
Our brain rationalizes there's no fallacy of fairness in our life. We convince ourselves that a just reward always balances challenging strife.
And that karma is a bummer that evens the score one way or another.
For sure, our logic is recused, and worse, our common sense excused, while we rationalize that every imaginative figment of fairness we hold dear
is being abused.
When it comes to managing our fallacy of fairness and how it hinges on our vision of the world, it's a funny feeling to know we expect rewards consistent with our hard work. For us, fairness is proper reimbursement for efforts rendered plus what others get as a related perk. We truly believe we're the only one deserving an equal share of a pie, and no other rule should ever apply. This definition is so temptingly self-serving that we might consider for happiness to ensue,
releasing once and for all our own rigid fallacy of fairness point of view.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis. It's been a pleasure to bring you DocX's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers about everyday mind and body sensations that we all experience but don't fully understand.